Hey, beautiful people, this is your girl, Akia McDaniel of Holistically Being, making sure you tune in to my weekly podcast on implementing methods for a healthier mind, body, and spirit. We owe it to ourselves to live life in color and in high definition. Join me every Sunday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Peace and blessings, beautiful people. Thank you for tuning in to another new great episode here on Holistically Being. Of course, I am your girl, Lakia McDaniel. Today, I want to talk about something that I really feel a lot of us can benefit from, and that's our ability to detach from situations that are not for us. But before we do that, I want to thank you for tuning in, and I hope you all had a beautiful Labor Day weekend with your loved ones, which is why I didn't record an episode last week, because I spent some time with my family. You know, it was a Labor Day weekend, and I was pumped and happy that I got to experience a four-day weekend from my job, since I was also off Friday. So yeah, I had a great time. My weekend was great. I got to dress up and be cute and hang out for a little bit, okay? And that was fun because it's been a while since I was able to do that. Took a quick road trip Saturday to Philly with my son, and Sunday I got to wear a cute dress and some heels and be grown and sexy for a couple of hours, and went to this awesome concert series with my cousin. I'm not sure if you're familiar with the Baltimore music scene here, but we have this thing called Purple Honey, which they hold at Magoobie's Joke House every few months. You know, awesome entertainment. You know, there's jazz, R&B, comedy, spoken word, a combination of all of that in one night. And it's been like a couple of years since I've been to a Purple Honey event. So I get the text messages when they, prepare for a show, and that automatic text message was my reminder to make sure I go to this one, which was, falls on Labor Day weekend, so why not, So, me and my cousin hooked up, and we went, and I had an amazing time. Shouts to Kiara Johnson, the owner of Purple Honey, and I'll make sure to make the next one in November. But yeah, I had a great time. My weekend would have ended great had I not developed a stomach ulcer, y'all, girl. Woo, child. They ain't no joke, okay? I've never had a stomach ulcer before, so it almost feels like labor pains in a way, And it's something I definitely wouldn't wish on my worst enemy, okay? But a stomach ulcer is basically a sore that develops in the lining of the stomach. Ulcers occur when the stomach acid damages the lining of the digestive tract, and the common causes include bacteria, H. pylori, and anti-inflammatory pain relievers, including aspirin. I've never heard of pylori before. I would definitely have to do more research on that. I'm actually reading from a website called activebeat.com. And they have a special category on ulcer and the symptoms. But yeah, and I used to always hear that, pain relievers, if you take too many of them, it could definitely weaken the lining in your stomach. And perhaps that was a cause. I don't know. I have been taking a couple of them during my cycle. I also ate something that didn't agree with me, so that could have triggered it as well. So I don't know, but treatment consists of antacids, which I am currently taking, but in addition to my the antacids that I'm taking, I read up on natural remedies. Of course, you know your girl gotta stick with the natural remedies, okay? And I find that bananas have some kind of special ingredient in it that can help relieve the pain and other symptoms of ulcers. Also cabbage, I read, is a good source of relief, almost immediate relief, which I find true because I have been eating up some cabbage, y'all, which is one of my favorite foods, by the way. I made some corned beef and cabbage last night, and I definitely feel a significant difference between, you know, from now and when it initially happened. So I'm starting to feel a little better. I still get some flare-ups every now and then, but they're not as severe as before. So I could definitely feel like what I'm doing is working, okay? But yeah, enough about my ulcer. Time to get to the show's topic. And I titled this episode, What We Not Gonna Do. Okay? And what we not gonna do is allow ourselves to return to a harmful or unhealthy situation that we had to leave from before, you know. Particularly, it could be about anything, you know, something that you had to leave that wasn't helping you grow, okay, or helping you become your best self. But in this, for the sake of the show, we're going to talk about relationships, okay, because I feel like a lot of us tend to, become disempowered to the point where we'll return to some situations because it feels good, right? But we're not making decisions based on logic. We're making decisions based on emotions. And I think that's where a lot of us screw up at, right? And I'm no exception. You know, I've gone through experiences where I returned to unhealthy situations because I felt like things would get better if I tried harder or if I loved this person stronger or harder, and I will prove to or convince this person that I can be what this person need me to be. But in actuality, this person wasn't worthy or deserving of my time, my effort, or my love. You know, and I grew to a point where, you know what, I can't do this anymore. You know, this person is just continuing to allow me to do all these things for him. And at the same time, he's making no effort to change his ways and become a better person for not only us, but for himself. You know, there's no growth and there's no reciprocity. So why am I even here? You know, and I think that's where a lot of us tend to mess up at, you know, is allowing ourselves to return to situations that are not beneficial to us, our mind, our bodies, or our spirits. Okay. So, yeah, what we're not going to do is go back to those situations that just aren't worth our energy. Okay, aren't worth our hearts, aren't worth our times. You can miss the connection. Okay, we're human. You know, I miss my ex. You know, it's not a day go by that I don't. Well, yeah, there are some days. Let me take that back. Okay, I mean, there are some days when I just don't think about him at all. And I think that's part of my healing journey. You know, I'm getting a little better at that. But when I do think about him, because he does cross my mind quite often, what helped me, and I think this is what will help you guys as well, when you are considering returning to a situation or giving this person another chance when they don't deserve it, this is what I do. I don't just think about the good times we've had or the things he said or, you know, the experiences we've had together that made me feel special. I also think about the low moments. I think about the money that was lost. I think about the deception. I think about the uncertainty that I had to experience, wondering if this person was being genuine. You know, we've had discussions, you know. Of course, I'm going to take accountability and say that we talked. I heard them, but I didn't listen. You know, there's a difference between hearing someone and listening. I heard what he said about just seeing where things go, going with the flow. You know what that means, right? But I didn't listen. So I took that, what he said, as an opportunity to try to convince him that, you know what, we're going to go with the flow now, but that flow is going to turn into something with longevity. In due time, that's going to happen. That's the mindset I carried, not realizing that I was overlooking red flags. And the red flags that I did notice, I chose to ignore them. Okay, so I take accountability in as far as that is concerned. But I also stay mindful of the negative experiences because it helps me to continue to move on in my life. You know, in the end, you just want to experience goodness with someone who's going to treat you right. You know, don't allow someone to come back in your life and do the same shit. You know, giving you these promises and saying that they're going to change and they don't. And you'll go back to this person because you claim you love them, but honestly, you just don't really feel like dealing with the grief. You rather just put up with the bullshit as opposed to dealing with the grief and growing and honoring your self-worth. And that's not what I want for you. You know, that's not what I want for myself. So yes, I'm going to stay mindful of the not so good experiences, you know, the experiences that I didn't really feel good about, the uncertainty, and then the confirmation of everything that I've always wondered about. The day I found out about his lies and his dishonesty, you know, how I found out, you know, how painful it was to experience that. And that's what helps me to move on, you know, and that's what helps me to detach from the situation. That helps me to cut ties spiritually, you know, those spiritual cords or something else, you know. After you have that physical experience with that person, that tie, you're bonded to that person probably forever. If you don't successfully cut yourself from that person, you know, even though this person is physically not in your space, you're still energetically tied to this person. It takes a lot of deep healing and deep shadow work to cut that tie, you know. So that's another thing to consider that'll help you to move on. It's the work that you have to do to cut that spiritual cord, you know. So yeah, that's what we're not gonna do. We're not gonna return to a situation that's gonna hold us back. We're gonna move forward to blessings and beautiful experiences that's gonna help us flourish as individuals and collectively with someone who God has prepared us for. You know, that's what we deserve. That's what we're worthy of. And this just doesn't go for women. This goes for our men too. Men go through shit too. Men go through some dishonest women. Okay. So yeah, it's a two-way street here. All right. So yeah, that's what we're not going to do. We're not going to return to a situation. And what we're going to do is start empowering ourselves. Okay, what we're going to do is walk away freely, knowing that we're going to find better, knowing that we're going to experience the beauty of what real, authentic, genuine love has to offer. There's someone out there for us who's going to treat us with the utmost respect, okay, and with great penal cord attached, okay? There are a lot of penal cords out there All right, that are attached to toxic men. But you don't have to have good penile cord. You don't have to have a toxic man to experience good penis. Okay? And that's what I'm trying to tell y'all. You're going to experience a good man out there who's going to give you some good pain. Okay? Great loving, honesty, a good goddamn time. Somebody you can laugh with. Somebody you can build with. Somebody you can grow with. Okay? And just because it hasn't happened yet or now doesn't mean it never will. Okay? So I know it may be hard. I know it may feel like you'll never experience that kind of peace and that kind of love. But trust and believe. Give yourself some time. It will. It'll happen when you least expect it. And I guess it's just a reminder to myself as well. As I'm saying the words to you guys, I take heed to my own advice. So yes, definitely patience is a virtue. And as I'm going through my healing journey, I continue to involve myself in methods and experiences that's gonna help me to grow, as a woman, as a woman on a mission to become a better version of herself, knowing that I'm okay and I'll be okay even as a single woman, and knowing that day will happen, and not attach myself to the outcome of a situation or an outcome of what I envision, but just stay present. Stay in the present moment. Enjoy what's in front of me now. Enjoy experiences now. Enjoy the solitude of my singleness right now. I'm having a great time being single. Sometimes I get lonely, I won't lie, It gets a little rough, especially at night. But in the end, I'd rather choose peace of mind and solitude over a half-assed relationship that's not reciprocal. I refuse to go through that, anymore. So I'm doing what I am supposed to do, For many years, I've got it wrong. Now I'm doing things to get it right, and I pray to God. I have conversations with God and pray that one day I will meet that one He's designing me for, who is getting it right too. And I wholeheartedly believe that will happen soon enough and in due time. But what I'm not gonna do is return to a situation that isn't for me. And that's not what you gonna do either. And I say that with love. Thank you so much for joining me for today's show. Make sure you join me same time, same place. And remember, keep living life in color and in high definition. Until next time, beautiful people, take care.